are listening to WMTN, The Voice of the Mountain, and up next is another episode of Science According to Sixth Graders. Join us every Wednesday at 9 a.m. to learn from our amazing young scientist in Mr. Sparacio's sixth grade class. Without further ado, here is today's episode.
Hello, it's me, Davey, and today we have a very special guest with us. Meet John.
Hello, thanks for having me on your show.
I'm going to ask him some questions about vector and scalar measurements. By the way, he's an expert, and you can trust him. Okay, question one. What is the difference between vector and scalar measurements?
Scalars have magnitude, size only, described by a number and unit, like 5 kilograms or 20 degrees Celsius, while vectors both have magnitude and direction. Displacement, velocity, force, acceleration, and momentum are all examples of vector quantities.
Let's move to question two. How does distance and displacement relate to vector and scalar quantities?
Distance is a scalar quantity, while displacement is a vector quantity. An example is a block. The block is square and one side is 100 feet. Davey walked around the block one time, so the total distance he walked was 400 meters. His total displacement was zero because he finished where he sighted.
Okay, so what is the difference between distance and displacement?
Distance is the length of the path that you walk. Displacement is from point A to point B in a straight line. This also relates to the block example.
A car is driving east at a speed of 50 miles per hour. Is the measurement 50 miles per hour east a scalar quantity or a vector quantity?
It is a vector quantity because a vector has magnitude and direction.
Well, that's the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it.
Wait, I have a joke.
What is it, John?
Why did the scalar break up with the vector?
Why?
Because he had no direction and she couldn't deal with the magnitude of his problems.
Thanks for watching another episode of Physics According to Sixth Graders. See you again soon.
Thank you once again for listening to today's episode of Science According to Sixth Graders. Join us this time next week for more incredible science stories from Mr. Sparacio's sixth grade class here at St. Andrew's Sewanee School. And remember to always keep your radio tuned to WMTN, The Voice of the Mountain.